Hello, this is your goddess Bella. I thought it might be nice for a change, just to have a little background file, something you can play. Headphones aren't necessary. This can just be something you listen to while you do your everyday duties, whatever they may be. And the reason for this is sometimes it's easy for me to plant something, to plant a need or a craving or a desire, just kind of slowly. When you're otherwise occupied with something else. So just enjoy this. And you don't even have to worry about concentrating on it. Good. Now this is going to be a craving that's going to happen, just naturally. You're going to have a craving to have all your holes stuffed. Just a background file. And I'm just going to speak on. And like I said, you'll do other things. As long as it doesn't require too much of your concentration. So just enjoy the sound of my voice. My words rolling along your mind. And let me tell you about a why. Why it would be so nice to have a craving to be filled. See, I'm not going to actually make you do anything. Not right now. I'm just going to instigate a desire. A desire to be filled. It's all part of your training. A sweet need. A naughty need. See, when you do all kinds of things, there are times when you feel emptier than normal. When you feel as if you want your body filled. You want your mouth open wide. You want yourself stretched. And as you want your body filled, you can embrace that need. You can embrace the deep desire for perhaps a real man's cock sliding inside of you. Didn't mean to get quite so graphic right away. But see, all of this is just a sound in the background. Just my words talking to you. You don't have to pay attention. You're just focusing on something else. Something that doesn't distract you too much. Something that, in fact, could help you focus on whatever you're doing. Because you like to focus on your goddess Bella, don't you? You like it when my words help you focus. Help you to have purpose, and help you to focus on that need and that emptiness. The emptiness that just asks to be filled. That sweet, sweet emptiness that sometimes feels forever unsated. But that's okay. It's okay to have a little itch that needs to be filled. Even though others might raise an eyebrow if they knew your deep, depraved need to suck cock or to have cocks filling you or to have dildos filling you as you train to be my little slut, to be my little cash cunt. That's right. It's a simple, natural need to give in to certain desires. It's a completely normal feeling to want to please your goddess Bella. And in doing so, it makes you feel so good. And you want to feel good, don't you? You like the idea of feeling good thanks to your goddess Bella. Now, this need may happen slowly, but it will happen. Your eagerness to please me. Maybe you even like the naughty idea of walking around craving cock. After all, it would make it easier if you craved something that you need to do in order to be my little cash cunt. my mindless fuck toy, ready to be used and abused by me, or anyone I pass you around to. Maybe I'll tell you more about that at another time. I know you like the idea of the cravings that I instill, that deep, delicious desire that just seems to penetrate your thoughts. I put them there, every time drifting towards the idea of being filled for me, pushing limits, the sweet idea of pleasing me, the sweet idea of maybe me using a dildo on you, my strap-on on you, training you, stretching you out for use by a real man, by one of my real men. The idea that a dildo could be held in other hands. And of course, maybe even in my strap-on, there are all kinds of ways that we can fill you up. Open wide and fuck your mouth with them. Tease you with them. Tease you with dildos or cocks or real men. Just passing you around like a little cash cunt slut that you are. You see, the beauty of a simple background file is that I'm not even using any hypnosis. You're not being hypnotized. I'm just sharing some good ideas with you. Even though your mind is very susceptible to me, can't quite resist what's being said, you're still awake. But everything's penetrating very deeply. And just listening to me makes you kind of squeeze your thighs together, makes your mouth water as you harbor those naughty thoughts deep inside your mind. Now, I wouldn't say that this audio file specifically makes you aroused. It just gives you a craving. But let's face it, it probably does. Because if that craving arouses you, which it will, because you crave to please me, you can't fault me for that. So you just relax and enjoy this background voice, the slow rhythmical movements of your legs as they become more and more of the awareness of the emptiness down there. Your mouth starting to water, starting to really want something to wrap that mouth around, that deep, delicious, depraved desire to be filled. Wouldn't it be so nice to have your hole stuffed and filled and fucked right now? Of course, that craving, when it's there, it's enter slowly, steady, thrust after thrust, teasing you. It would be so nice. And you know, my desire to pass you around as my mindless fuck toy would make you feel so good, because it would make you feel full, stretched, satisfied, really working for me. After all, as I rape your wallet, you have to think of alternative ways to work for me. It's perfectly possible that you may feel some arousal at this idea. Am I making you gay? Am I making you bisexual? No. All I'm doing is making you crave to please me. Perfectly normal to feel some desire building up as you focus on me, talking about pleasing me and all the nice things that you do for me. There's absolutely no shame in feeling deliciously deep desires to be filled, desires that I've placed there. I want you to feel those things. I'm having fun giving you these ideas. I'm having fun teasing you with these deep desires, those tingly feelings inside you. Echoes, deep, delicious echoes of desire. Remember, this is just the sound of me in the background, like a song flowing through your mind, a melody, massaging a message deep inside your mind. There's no need to really think at all. You can just enjoy the message without judging it. The memories of my words themselves, they'll fade as they blend into your mind. Just go along without really thinking. Just listen to your goddess Bella. Look around at the world, whatever you like. Do whatever you do while your muscles slowly squeeze together, your mouth waters, arousal slowly builds in that deep craving, spreads through your body, creating echoes, deep echoes of desire. Now, who knows? Maybe you'll just put this on a loop. It could be fun, you know, just hearing me talk in the background while you do so many things. Who knows what might happen? Who knows what would happen to your thoughts? Especially if your thoughts became actions. Thoughtfulness or thoughtlessness, craving and caressing and moving and all of these aching cravings flowing into your mind, freely teasing. So just a simple message. Desire, craving. All I've done is brought out that desire. Like a seed, like a little idea that your mind can't quite let go of. But very innocent. And nice. Relax, eager to please. And you may be thinking, are my words influencing your thoughts, or are your thoughts influencing my words? After all, I know you. Well, no matter which direction this may go, it's clear that the end point is in all of those holes. Between your legs, your mouth. Feels so nice just thinking. That desire, that craving. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that you really, truly, deeply enjoyed the delicious, depraved desires that my stuffed holes craving has created from your careless choice of focusing on this audio file, whether you meant to or not. Your goddess Bella's so tricky. Or was it a very conscious choice? Either way, you are empty and obedient, and it's much appreciated by me. So I guess we'll see what happens. We will most definitely see. Bye for now.